Mr. Krause here. We'll start off with some Carter Family music.
With his front feet and on his hind legs sat, with a twisted smile and a half-closed eye, says, "Where's that doggone cat?" And he didn't go back to his hole. He says, "Doggone my soul, I'm only a rat, but a doggone cat can't run me back to my hole." His little old eyes begin to shine, and he laughed up more and more.
and it made me glad that I had stumbled and spilled it on the floor. But soon the puddle of rum was gone and there wasn't any more gin. The little rat was having a time when the old tomcat came in. The cat made a pass and the rat made a dash, it boldly stated then. The cat jumped over and the rat got sober, ran back to his hole again. Ran back to his hole again, ran back to his hole again. The cat jumped over and the rat got sober, ran back to his hole again.
KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 on your dial here. It's Rise When the Rooster Crows here, in principle, about 5:40 a.m. And you just heard Bruce Smolski from his new recording called, Soon Be There, Soon Be Time. And that particular piece was called Buck Dancer's Choice, an old piece from probably the McGee Brothers, which perhaps I'll be playing a little bit later. Before that, you heard the Dixon Brothers doing The Intoxicated Rat, which was an older ballad from way, way back, and lots of fun. And then we opened up with the Carter Family doing Chewing Gum. We're going to continue here with the old-time music, roots music, whatever you want to call it, actually. Just music that came out more or less before the World War II. So we'll continue now with, let's see, what have I got here? Oh, we're going to do a little Memphis jug band.
What you going over there for, boy?
I'm going to Newport News, mama. Go get your battleship across the dock on me.
What you going to do?
All of the women that I'm loving, great God, partner, do not care for me.
What kind of woman is that?
Has she got a man on a man, done got a keen man on her, she can keep. She got a man, not a man. Done got a kid, man, or a she can give.
How much, how much?
Kid man done got so buggy. Great God, partner, just can't keep it in.
What you gonna do with
her? How do you with your easy roller? Part of a little ass she like mine. Honey, she made your easy ruler. Honey, what did you cute like mine? For every turn she walks, Lord, you sure bring that jack to town.
I sure want to see her.
Misery. good man treat. Yes, tell me, baby, who can your good man be? Well, the reason, Bob, that I ask you, you look so good to me.
If your bank goes bust, now come on, all you people, take your hat off to me. I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a ragtime millionaire. Now come on, all you people, take your hat off to me. Ragtime millionaire. Start no fight now. Come on, all you people, take your hat off to me. Ragtime millionaire. Well, I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a ragtime millionaire. Now, come on, all you people, take your hat off to me. Ragtime millionaire.
Well, you just heard Ragtime Millionaire. That was done by one of our locals here, the Eagle Riding Papas, with Johnny Ward. And they do a lot of jug band material, as you heard. Very nice. And that's on their recently produced CDs. You can hear them on lots of different places here in town. Before that, we had the Chicago String Band doing Railroad Blues with some great fiddle in there, probably by Louis Arms. Trying to think. Oh, can't remember the name right now, but we'll get it later. And that's off of an earlier Testament record that they did, probably in the 70s. And we opened up with the Memphis Jug Band. I believe we were doing, let's see, what was that tune called here? Let me just look at it. Newport News Blues, yes. So I'm sort of doing a big mix today, but featuring a little bit of jug band type music. Had some great music at the Blues Festival that had some of that material. So went back into my collection to see what I could find, and... That's what you're going to be hearing a little bit of here. So we'll keep moving on with it. And before we start, though, and continue, should I say, I want to say that this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at DEXOnline.com. Thanks, and now let's keep going. ¶¶
Big cayuse just a little.
KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 on your dial here, FM. You just heard The Tiger Rag by a band called the Phillips Louisville Jug Band. And, of course, you heard a lot of jug on there. That's where that nice low-blowing bass sound there, that's the jug of the jug band. And this was probably recorded originally in around 1929, and this is off of a recording called The Story Blues. It's a CD. Came out 3 or 4 years ago. Prior to that, we had the Flat Mountain Girls, our locals here, doing some great yodeling, and Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Very nice version. Wonderful fiddle there, too. We started off with Alabama Bound Blues by Ethel Ridley. This is on a CD called Blue Ladies, Classic Blues Performances, 1922-1925. Memphis Archive Recording is the company. It's as I about 6:03 here, and we're also, of course, at 91.9 in the Gorge and 100.7 FM in Corvallis, Albany area. This is Rise When the Rooster Crows, and I'm featuring a little bit of jug band music mixed in with other material. I want to mention that KBOO's annual used book and record sale is coming up August 26th, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Musicians Union Hall. Just 325 Northeast 20th off of Sandy. It's always a great event, and it looks like we're getting some good donations, but we can also use some more if you got some extra books and records you're trying to get rid of or would like to help us out here. Feel free, bring them on down, and we'll be sorting and working them to get them ready for the sale. So keep that one on your calendar. And I'll have some more news about a few other various events. But let's get on with some music here. Now, just to kind of shift out and feature one of my most favorite performers in music Mississippi, John Hurt. This is his early original 1928 recordings. This has been reissued now on Columbia from his older original recordings. This is called, and his version of Frankie and Johnny.
Frankie was a good girl, everybody knew. She paid $100 for our one suit of clothes. He's a man, and he done her wrong. Frankie went down to the corner saloon, didn't go to be gone long. She peeped through the keyhole of the door, spied out with an Alice's arm. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frankie called Albert. Albert says, I don't care. If you don't come to the woman you love, I'm gonna haul you out of here. You're my man, and you done me wrong. Frankie shot Albert, and she shot him 3 or 4 times. Says, throw back out the smoke of my gun, let him see his Albert dying. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frankie and the judge walked down the den, walked out side by side. The judge says to Frankie, you're gonna be justified. Killing a man, and he done you wrong. Dark was the night, cold was on the ground. The last word I heard Frankie say, done laid old Albert down. He's my man, and he done me wrong. I ain't gonna tell no story, and I ain't gonna tell no lies. Well, I was passed about an hour ago, the girl you call Alice Pride. He's your man, and he done you wrong.
To the old lady's house one day, and she told me, walk right in. I said, I thank you. She said, well, will you sit down? I said, thank you, ma'am. She says to me, she said, well, how long you gonna be here? I said, I'm gonna be here but a little while. And so that night, somewhere or another, I commenced a dreaming. Got up there about 12 o'clock one night there, 1913, so got a whole old banjo. I said, you know one thing, Bessie? I said, you told me to walk in here. Now, you know, I must get something out on that. And this is the way it went.
Now, you walk right in, sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on. Will you walk right in, stay a little while. Now, baby, don't you stay too long. Now, I know it's everybody talking about the way you're walking, baby. You look a loser. That's your mind. I say you walk right in, sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on. Mama, baby, let your mind roll on. Play the water.
All right.
matter the way you're walking, baby, you're about to lose your mind. Walk in, sit right down, baby, let your mind roll on. Pray a little while. Baby, let your mind go down. Da da. Baby, let your mind go down.
The name of Ragtime Joe. One day the teacher called his class to spell one sort of a bird. That kind of a bird was a chicken and could not spell the word. So the teacher called on a Ragtime Joe to spell out a word to them. He didn't hesitate a bit, just the way that he began.
Z, I'm a way to begin.
H, that the next letter in. I, that I am the third. C, I'm a season of the word. K, I'm a filling in. E, I'm a near the end. H-I-C-K-M, that I'm the way to spell chicken. Give a concert in the old church house one night. Hired himself a lot of talents that could sing and could recite. Now when they pulled the curtain, everything went wrong, you know. Until one donkey loudly yelled, "Let's hear from Ragtime Joe." He sang a ragtime Yukon song, but it did not take so well. He said, "I went off frost on that, so I guess I'll have to spell." And then he told the audience he had poured a chicken song. And when he spelled those words to them, he took the house for storm.
Z, I'm a way to begin.
H, that's the next letter in. I, that am the third. C, I'm a season of the word. K, I'm a filling in. E, I'm a near the end. H-I-C-K-M, that I am the way to spell chicken. C, I'm the way to begin. H, that's the next letter in. I, that I am the third. C, I'm a singing of the word. K, I'm a filling in. E, I'm a near the end. C-H-I-C-K-M, that I'm the way to spell chicken.
We had just heard the McGee brothers doing chicken, or C-H-I-C-K-E-N. That comes from probably early 30s. That's Sam and Kirk McGee. This comes off of a new CD we've received on the Jasmine label called Country Brothers. So it features brother duets from the early country music. Just that we heard also the Dixon Brothers earlier on that. It's a very nice compilation. Before that, we heard Gus Cannon. And he was doing Walk Right In, and this was recorded in 1963. Of course, he was originally with that Memphis jug band that we heard earlier that recorded in the around 1929. But this was a rare recording and originally appeared on Stax, but is and reissued by them. So his song called Walk Right In, which of course was a hit during this by I forget the group right now, but in the 60s. And then we opened up with Mississippi John Hurt. We're going to continue here and coming up. But I'd like to mention to you that we'll be having, there is a concert in the evening featuring early bluegrass and old-time music by Dave and Will Elliott at the Oxbow Regional Park. That's tomorrow, Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. in the park at Sandy River Gorge in Gresham. So, but here we go then.
Way. Or can I get you now? I must hesitate. I was born in Pennsylvania. I was raised in France. I'm a dirty old man and I wear silk pants. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Or can I get you now? I must hesitate. I'm a jackhammer man in a jackhammer town. And a hammer on my hammer till the sun goes down. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Or can I get you now? Or must I hesitate? I'll take it slim. D4, Texas, Austin, Tennessee. If you don't like my feet, just stop shaking my tree. Tell me how long not a D for destiny, a D for new G that made a fool of me. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Or can I get you now? I must hesitate. Got my psychedelic feet in my psychedelic shoes. I believe Lord of Mama got psychedelic blues. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Or can I get you now? I must hesitate.
look in the eye, can't find the code. You're bound to die, bound to die. Oh, the doctor run in, took off his back. Said, Miss McKinley, better catch you in your check. You're bound to die, bound to die.
KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 on your FM dial here. It's about 6:22, and you just heard a very bluegrassy version of the White House Blues. That was done by Earl Taylor and the Stony Mountain Boys. And but the song itself, of course, was originally recorded in the early probably, or middle 20s anyways, and has its roots in African-American music. Before that, we heard the Hackberry Ramblers doing the Hackberry Trot. That, again, was probably recorded in the late 20s. And we opened up with Hesitation Blues. That was done by a more modern group, the Holy Modal Rounders. And this is on a CD reissue by Fantasy Records of their first, their early recordings done in the late 60s, I think, or mid-60s on Prestige. A great, both, they had two recordings put out, and these are now on a single CD. Very nice. It's about 6:23 here, and I'll mention another nice upcoming thing that's more a week from this Friday. The Tall Boys, an old-time string band from Seattle, are going to be here in the Portland area performing on the August 18th with the Flat Mountain Girls, whom you heard earlier here. They'll be at the Imbibe pub, and they'll you can catch them at that time. They do a lot of old-time string band music, so it should be a great event. Okay, we'll get started here with a little bit more material. This is from a recording, again, of reissues, and we'll have some more on that later.
That's Ray.
Hello, Ray. Why'd you get that black eye?
Boy, I fell out of a homebrew tree.
Did you bring a sap left with you for the gang?
Hey, what do you think I have in this package? Buttermilk?
Well, if it's real stuff, how about open her up?
Right, boy.
Fine. That's fine. Well, while we're talking about it, how about let's have that homebrew rag?
All right, boy, let's go. Thank you.
one time, and I think it's all homebrew. Ever drink any brew yourself, you know just what it'll do. I think I'll go home now, and take me a mile or two. Get to a homebrew, you know just what it'll do. If it isn't what it should be, I'll burn the rest I could. Come on, boys, let's have a little drink. Go on, it will do. Get to a homebrew. You know just what it'll do.
Thank you.
KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 on your dial. You just heard something called The Chinese Rag by the Spoonie Five. That was probably recorded again around 1930 or so. This is on a recording that was issued by our Hooli Records, a compilation of old-timey music. Before that, we had Kenny Hall, one of my favorite players from the 70s in California, doing She's Got the Money, Too. He's playing the mandolin on there very nicely. And that came out on Philo Records. I don't know if it's been reissued. And we started off with a homebrew rag by the Roanoke Jug Band, and there was a little jug on that one, as I'm sure you heard. We do have some up-and-coming headlines. British officials say they have arrested 21 people who are alleged to have been plotting to blow up commercial airlines with liquids smuggled on board in carry-on luggage. The Bush administration wants to make significant changes to the War Crimes Act to protect U.S. soldiers from prosecution. And in the Pacific Northwest, anti-war activists are gathering today in Seattle for the Veterans for Peace. Portland area weather, mostly cloudy, becoming partly sunny in the afternoon, temperature 75 to 80. I think we can live with that. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low in the 50s. And let's move on with some more music here.
Oh, the blues ain't nothing but a grubbin' and a feelin' sad. Oh, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling sad. I know that feeling is one I've often had. Went to the bedside, looked in a woman's face. I went to the bedside and looked in a woman's face. I love you, honey, but I don't like your low-down way. Opened up the door and stepped out on the ground. I opened up the door and stepped out on the ground. Goodbye, honey, I'm Alabama bound. Gotta come that train coming down the railroad track. Gotta come that train, she's coming down the railroad track. She'll take me away, but she ain't gonna bring me back. When I leave here, don't you wear no black. Oh, when I leave here, honey, don't you wear no black. If you do, my ghost's gonna sneak right back. Train I ride, she's called a cannonball. That train I ride, she's called a cannonball. Carries 16 coaches, she carries no blind at all. Gonna lay my head down on some railroad line. Gonna lay my head down on some railroad line. Let the cannonball by my mind. I looked out the window as far as I could see. I looked out the window as far as I could see. While a brass band of plane near my God to thee.
KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7. Jane Kiefer here doing Rise When the Rooster Crows. I do this the second Thursday of every month. It's about all I can manage. Hope you're enjoying it. You just heard Frank Hutchinson doing Cannonball Blues off of a compilation, two-record set compilation called A Lighter Shade of Blue. And that was probably done around 1930 or so. Before that, we had Earl Johnson and the Clodhoppers doing All Night Long. They were a Georgia band, string band, in the vein of, say, the Skelet Lickers. And then we opened up with the Even Dozen Jug Band doing Mandolin King Rag. That was probably one of the very first 60s revival jug bands. That was the third cut on this Elektra record that was issued in 64. Just to let you know, there'll be some nice down-home country and ragtime music done by Henry and Moggy Saturday, at the Yola's Foster Road Coffee House. That's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then they're also doing material at the Starry Rose on Sunday, I believe. or at least that's what's listed here in the Portland Folklore Bulletin. We'll get going with a little more music here, but we're almost near our news time.
Percy Wilson Gay left his wife every day. Then she would always say, be home on time. Don't have me waiting here. When dinner time comes near, be here when we sit down to dine. He promised her he would, then swore that he'd be good. But Percy never could quite settle down. For when his work was through, he found a friend or two. Then they'd just play around the town. He called her up most every night over the telephone. This is what he'd sang to her alone. Hang out the front door key, love. Hang out the front door key. Don't you set up for me, love. I may be out till three. I'm with some persic friends, love. Could do the same for me. Just leave the light in the hall tonight and hang out the front door key. One night when he got home, he found himself alone. Where she had gone, he knew not where. Although it served him right, he had an awful fright to think he could not find her there. She called him up at three, says, yes, dear, this is me. How does it seem to be at home all alone? I'm with some friends of mine, having so good a time, and I don't know just when I'll be at home. On the table there he found a little note. He opened it and this is what she wrote. Hang out the front door key, love. Hang out the front door key. Sit up a while for me, love. Just as I have for thee. I'm with some persic friends, love. Who think a lot of me. Your little watch is going to like high life, so hang out the front door key.
Standing on the corner, heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at two men, was gambling in the dark. And his bad, 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 old stack of lead. Stack of Lee and Billy, the men who gamble late. Old stack of Lee threw seven, Billy said, whoa, he threw eight. And his bad, 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 old stack of Lee. Stack of Lee told Billy, I can't let you go with that. You done won all my money
and my brand new Stetson hat, and his bad old Stackle D. Stackle D went uptown, got his 44, said I'm going down to that barroom, I'm gonna pay the debt I owe, and his bad old Stackle D. Stackle D went in the barroom, walk off the barroom floor. Oh, Stackle D told Billy, I came to pay the debt I owe. And his bad, oh, Stackle D. Billy said, Stackle D, please don't take my life. I got three little children and a very sickly wife. Hey, bad, oh, Stackle D. Stackle D shot Billy, shot that boy so bad, till a bullet came through Billy, and it broke the barge in his glass. It's bad, oh Stackle D. If you ever go to New Orleans, walk across the barroom floor, oh, every step you take will be in Billy lion blood, and it's bad, oh Stackle D.
KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 on your FM dial here. You just heard the Carroll County Blues. That's a classic done by, let's see, I haven't got it right here, but it's off this Columbia White Country Blues recording, a compilation, two CDs. And that's... let's see. Oh, pardon me here. Then before that, you heard Staggerly. That was done by John Cephas and Phil Wiggins, recorded probably in the 60s on the Smithsonian Classic African American Ballads recording, the CD that's they've just produced. Very nice compilation there. And we started off with the Shelton Brothers doing Hang Out the Front Door Key, just for fun. We're just about finishing up here. I've got one more little piece, probably, and then we'll be heading for the news. And so I'll be doing something off of a 2-CD compilation on a label called Outhouse Records, Virginia Roots, the 1929 Richmond Session. So these were originally on the Jennet label, recorded in Richmond, Indiana. And we'll... I'm going to try to be getting, I think, a song by the Salem Highballers. So here we go.
Get your bargain.
We are at the crossroads of choice. As reproductive rights are challenged, it has become more important than ever to know where we are on choice issues, both nationally and locally. KBOO Community Radio joins In Other Words Women's Book and Resources, located at 8 Northeast Killingsworth in Williams, in co-sponsoring a discussion about what today's legislative battles will mean for the women of tomorrow. Executive Director of NARAL Pro-Choice Oregon, Michelle Stranger Hunter, will speak at, In Other Words, on Wednesday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. Check out www.inotherwords.org for complete details. That's at the Crossroads of Choice on Wednesday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. A co-sponsorship by your community radio station, KBOO 90.7 FM.